Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it. All right, beautiful people, what is up? Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Some call it the hump day, which I thought was a beautiful day to bring some happiness, some bliss to any of us that are still in that work week mentality. And for others of us who are just floating through time, thank you so much for being here and bringing your attention, your energy, your focus to this moment to commune over an idea as delicious as the courageous heart. So my intention today is to kind of share about what's so meaningful to me around the courageous heart, why I think it's a beautiful invitation and a container to commune around, and what I believe you'll receive out of it if you choose to be a part of this community. But before we dive in, let's start in good fashion with a beautiful blessing. One of my invitations is that we are praying together. We are one mind, we are one spirit, we are one body here on this magical planet. So as I'm speaking, I'm going to use words in which I celebrate the divine, the magic, God, all the beautiful, that which watches. I want you to be speaking the words that kind of bounce off of your heart, the ones that you speak, the ones that have the most impactful, emotional, and spiritual connection for you. And so here we go. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful God, Mother and Papa, thank you so much for this beautiful moment. Thank you for the breath in my lungs and the passion on my heart to want to take time and bring time to this beautiful idea of living closely in alignment with you, with the vision that you've impregnated and empowered and impassioned each one of us with in our own way. I want to ask that you create a container around this conversation, that you hold us in a clear space so we can hear you clearer. We can hear our hearts clearer. We can hear each other clearer. It's my deepest prayer that you honor each one of us with that container and that space. And I want to thank you in all the names you are celebrated and in all the ways you are celebrated in this divine moment in time. So thank you. All right. So let's get into it. Beautiful people, if this is the first time you're meeting me, my name is Love Batista. I want to just share, I walk with the name Love because it was a name bestowed upon me by Spirit 3 years ago when I realized I was walking halfway through my life. One foot in, one foot out. And that diminished with a very impactful morning where I literally thought my time here on Mama Earth was leaving. And I realized that it was actually a birthing process. And as a deeper reflection, I now begin to understand that birth is exactly that. What a tremendous experience each one of us had to go through to catch our first breath. The journey we had to travel from the safe womb into the unknown experience of this world. And everything that came along with this. I walk with the name Love because love is my practice. Love is my prayer. Every day I ask to walk more and more in love. And I don't ask to be called love to separate myself from you, but just the opposite, to actually remind us that we are all love, here for love, in service of love, to be love and to share love. So that's my name. And I call myself the people's preacher. One, because I think it sounds cool. And two, because I am a preacher, but I've never seen preaching done the way it's been on my heart. I don't see any separation. I don't see any stage. I don't see any altar. I just see us, the people, holding hands, each one of us with something to give and utilizing each other's strengths and gifts and even our burdens as a way to fortify ourselves to becoming the massive blessing we were born to be. So Love Batista here, the people's preacher, with the courageous heart. Whew. Just want to take a moment and just be with that. And invite you to take a couple of deep breaths and just bring yourself here. bring yourself here to this infinite moment. The moment that was not promised, but was given. And therefore, we are rich in this moment to have it. And that when we set an intention to share that moment with another, miracles become possible. So my dream, folks, my dreams with a courageous heart comes with a few pillars. The first one is that we are one human body. We are here as guardians of the sacred. To me, the word sacred means just when we honor something as an aspect of God, whether it's a seed, a person, an animal, an element, it's an aspect of God. And when we remember that it's an aspect of God, then we begin to treat it as we would God. And when we treat something as we would God, it be elevated, and in the same time, we elevate ourselves because we remember that we are part of that beautiful expression of creation, each one of us in our own way. The second one is that I believe God went through the process of making each one of us one of a kind. There is never a duplicate of you. And so in the infinite genius design of creation, I believe it's a worthwhile exploration to find out why. Why did you make me one of a kind? What is it that you made special about me that will never be done before? And so if I don't do it, there will be a grand missing in the puzzle of time. And the last one is that this is not about truth. I'm not trying to find a singular truth. I'm looking at with a courageous heart to find an idea that we can rally around, that we can all agree on, and therefore people from different skin tones, different faiths, different ages, different income brackets, different political beliefs and all sexual orientations and everything can find a safe ground to say, I am welcomed here, I am needed here, I am seen here, I am safe here. For here we know that this is a beautiful moment in time to unite around the courage of our heart to do that which the spirit in us, the heart in us, the God in us, the divine in us is asking us to move forward into the world with. Today there will be a lot of speaking on my part, but as we grow this community, this will be a lot more dynamic. This will be a stage, a platform for the whole community to have access in a manner to speak and share of their gifts. I received a call today from my mother, and she gave me a poem that she was inspired when she heard about Wake Up With Love and some of the intentions. And she brought this to me this morning, and I believe it came into my hands because I was meant to share it with you, and I would like to take a moment to do that now. And the poem is by Goethe. I probably just butchered that name. As you begin to know me better, butchering names is a talent of mine. And one I just began to have fun with because it's just what I do. So here we go. Here it is. Till one is committed, there will always be hesitancy. The chance to draw back. Always an ineffectiveness concerning all acts of or initiatives and creations. There is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. The moment that one definitively commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events, issues from which the decision raising in one's favor all manners of the unforeseen, incidences and meetings and material assistance, which no man, no woman could have dreamed would have come their way. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power and magic in it. Begin it now. We hope that bounced off your heart, and I'm going to share that on the link once we post this live so people will be able to read it. he was a poet, and so the way he wrote it requires a little bit of time with it, a little bit of time of reading back and chewing on it and seeing how it lands on your heart. It's so beautiful, and it's actually one of the ways spirit works through me. Sometimes in this culture, we move to like instant understanding, instant gratification, and this will be the opposite. I believe I want to chew my own meal. I want to prepare my own meal. I would like to grow my own food. There's something so intimate that happens when we have a hands-on experience with all levels of it. The way it integrates with our divine being is so much different. And so sometimes spirit speaks to me in a way that takes more than just one listen. And I promise you, if you give it the time and actually willing to chew on it, then it'll express itself to you in a way that it would to no other. And then maybe the way it expresses itself to you, you can share that with the collective, and it will even grow deeper and bigger. So that's one of the beautiful pieces. And the other thing I like about Begin Now, people, begin now. How many of us are waiting for the right condition, the right time, the right amount of money, the right people, the right skills, the right this, the right that? I want to invite you to try on the idea that you are the condition. You are the sole ingredient necessary to begin your journey. That is it. And when you realize that this truth, if you hear this truth, if this truth bounces off your being with magic, then you recognize that your only job is to take the next step, to take the next step in with your intuition, with your guidance, with your knowing intact, knowing you have everything you need to have success and effectiveness on your journey. And in that liveness, you walk forward. And then you begin to gravitate and invite and attract every other ingredient necessary. There are so many people that are waiting to support you. They just don't know what that is yet because they haven't seen you take the first step yet. That first video, that first song, that first paint stroke, that first any, I don't know what it is on your heart to do. But whatever it is, begin. This is me beginning. I have everything I have and I need in me to make this first recording. From that point, it is ours to say what happens next. So begin now. You are, will always be apt to take the next step and do the next right thing. Another one is another pillar of the courageous heart is it's going to be ugly sometimes. Not going to be pretty. It's beautiful. Remember the first time learning to ride a bike? Someone on the back holding the seat, trying to get balance. You don't want them to let go, but you kind of do want them to let go because you know there's a vista, there's an experience that's waiting for you, but it's a little nervous because you don't want to fall. And then they let go and you fall and you get bruised up a little bit. But you're so excited to learn because you see everyone else riding a bike. So you get back on and then you look back and you're like, let go, no, hold on, no, let go, no, hold on. And then you're riding and then all of a sudden they let go and you didn't even realize they let go. And there you are and you get balance. And there's nothing like it. There's no freedom like that first moment of balance. And the beautiful thing about the courageous heart journey is you get to find that in every area of your life. Every single area of your life has an area in which you're going to gain balance. And then once you gain balance, it's very short before your block is enough. You need your block. You need your driveway. Then you need the block. Then you need the neighborhood. Then maybe you want to go further. It's an adventure because you have the freedom of wheels and the speed and the wind blowing. So allow it to be messy. Allow yourself to fall down. If you're courageous enough to live on the edge of your greatness, the edge of your comfort zone, then the people around you have to understand that it's not going to be done right the first time. The first note on a violin, the first singing note, the first baking project, the first paint, it's not going to be it. It's going to be it's going to be each stroke after that and staying with it until one day you have a painting. You have that perfect Bake Alaska, which I just saw someone bake. Blew my mind, right? You're going to have that beautiful thing to show of what your work and effort and consistency and how it played off. I have a couple of people on hold on the line, and I just want to finish a couple of more points, and then I want to dive in and get some people, and I see how this is bouncing off of the hearts and minds of some of the people joining us today. Another piece is that this community is going to be on a Patreon forum, and it's going to be intimate because one of the things that I see that I need in my life, and therefore I'm guessing that other people would like as well, is a container that is a container that holds us on path, not on someone's path, but on our own individual path. I don't know about you, but there's been times where I'll wake up 3 weeks fine asleep at the wheel on life. And I realized for those 3 weeks I was actually avoiding all of the people that I knew saw me and know who I am, because I know if I talked to them, they would tell me I was off path and I didn't want to hear it, so I disappeared. And I realize now that every time I allow myself to disappear, I take the love that is me off of the collective menu. And therefore, there are people that I'm meant to give my love to and people that are meant to give their love to me. And I take that off the menu when I decide to disappear and allow the shadow in me, the smaller aspect of me, to make that choice. And so I am committed to creating a community that removes that from choice, a community that asks, wait a minute, where did that person go? I haven't seen them. I haven't heard from them. What's going on? And that we commit to each other that we will allow those people in, especially in the moments when we don't want them there, because that is probably the moment we need them the most. The probably the moment we need each other the most is the moments when we don't want to be seen, don't want to be heard, don't want to have the intimacy, the ability to allow someone to see into me. Another piece is the idea of the heart. Can you believe that they told us as children that someone could break our heart? That if someone didn't like us, that it can break our heart? Or if we fell in love with someone and had an experience of love with them, and then they decided that they wanted to no longer experience that with us before we were ready, that that could break our heart? But I want to put an end to that belief right now, because I believe something in complete opposite. I believe your heart is indestructible. It is invincible. Actually, the more you allow it to break, the bigger it gets, the more empowered it gets. It's almost that where like you see Rocky and he's getting knocked down, and the guy, and he's getting knocked down, no, and everyone's like, he can't take anymore. And then the guy hits him, and he knocks down. He's like, oh, he's done. And then Rocky gets back up. Like that encouraged moment when you realize there's nothing stopping you, the world drops its guard. It's like, well, then we might as well join this person, because they're actually not stopping. So I want to invite you to the idea that you are indestructible and that you are invincible, and therefore, when we allow to break our own heart, when we look at the people we love and we realize time is not promised, we all know it. We all know that we're breathing, and we're breathing for a reason, and our breath isn't promised. But sometimes we want to steer away from it, the idea that it's going to end one day for us and everyone we love. And I want to invite us to find the courage to do the opposite, to lean into your love, to look into the eyes of someone you love today and imagine the life without them. And then allow that to take over your whole being, to feel it, to embody what it would be like to lose them. And what happens is it's going to crack open a deeper appreciation for that person. What's going to happen is going to reduce your ability to take that person for granted. You're actually going to display more love, more light, more connection, because of your courage to witness the possibility of losing them. I've always wondered why people only said good things about people once they passed. I used to be very judgmental about it and think that it wasn't truthful. But I realized that when somebody was no longer there, people realized that the things that they allowed to have attention, like the negative aspects or the things they weren't doing good, they allowed those things to overshadow the gift of that person in their life. And only in the absence of them, the final absence in physical form, did they allow themselves to go to the full appreciation of that person. And I'm saying, let's not wait till it leaves. Love it like that way today. And that is the ability to hold love and grief in the same breath, in the same space. Bring us to another level of aliveness, another level of appreciation, another level of grace when we remember the compassionate heart, the courageous heart. Whew. Just want to take a breath. Normally, silence on the air is one thing, but in this space, this is for you. So I'm just going to give a couple moments. So there's so much more to be unfolded and to digest and to break down. Each one of these things I'm speaking about could be a whole episode, and they probably will be. But for now, one more thought, and then I'm going to open it up to the community and hear what people might be thinking. So if this is bouncing off your heart and it's enlivening you, one of my gifts is to break mental straitjackets. We were given, we were programmed and given and impregnated and implanted and imprinted with an idea of what truth was, of what normal was. And I believe that is almost like a straitjacket to our art, our passion, our life. And the courageous heart is meant to obliterate that straitjacket and set us free. Set us free to the wild, to the beautiful, to the passion, so that we may run into our lives and do with everything we got to live a life like our life depends on it. And so the idea is, the final idea for today is, what if this life isn't about you? What if this life is for you? I'll say it again. What if this life isn't about you? But this life is for you. What if that is the reason that when we chase personal happiness, we often create just the opposite? What if you being happy isn't big enough for who you are? It's not a big enough challenge. It's like Mickey Mantle playing Little League. How bored would he be? Like, greatness needs greatness. Steel needs steel to sharpen itself. So what if you are not significant enough as a reason to live life? And that when you realize that life is not for you, it's not because of you, it's for you, then you open up your eyes and you begin to see where your service is, where your gifts lie. There is a gift that you have that you came here to give. And that when you get to give that thing, it's insatiable. Your desire to give it and your ability to give it becomes endless. You ever see painters, musicians, speakers, authors that write 60 books? It's endless. It's a fountain that's overflowing. When you find what your thing is, that's what will happen. And so the idea is that when you start to look out, there's actually someone that's going to be looking at you. Is someone that's going to be looking out and sees you in their dream and picks you up in their wave of love. And you actually find yourself being supported by something greater than you, being carried by something greater than you, because each person is looking out, asking, what can I do? How can I serve? How can I love? and therefore nothing gets undone. And then we're actually moved to a greater expression of our love and a greater experience of love. So the courageous heart is not about selling. It's not about trading. It's about how big can we open our channel to the grace of God, to the grace of the divine, to the grace of love, to flow in us and then through us and then out to the world. And the greatest courage, the greater capacity, the larger our channel of blessing becomes, and the more we get to watch and be a witness of the blessings flowing through us, and we become a conduit for something eternal, something so powerful, so palpable, so much bigger than just our human form with its human needs. But we honor the vehicle that it is to be able to experience this earthly experience of becoming that blessing. That's what I got for today. Beautiful folks, so let me open the lines. If you're here and you got something to say, please call it now. I love a couple voices to add to this beautiful meal we're cooking up here. So let me see. I have a number here, a 612 number. Let me click and see how this works. All right, 6458, you're live with love on the Courageous Heart. Are you there? Are you there? Can you hear us? Hello. I hear someone there. 917-943 is the beginning. Are you here with us? This is the first time using this platform, so I want to... All right, I can hear someone in the background. All right, well, we're going to have to just honor the technical difficulties of a new platform. My greatest intention, beautiful folks, is that you feel seen today, that you receive something of value, something to help you be more of you today. My invitation to you that you take this out into your day and explore to look at somebody in your life that you feel like you can't live without. And you allow yourself to imagine life without them. And to allow yourself to willingly go into the full appreciation and then take that whatever you find in that exploration and infuse that relationship with that. And then please let me know your experience. Please share it with the community, because sometimes we need other people, courage of another person to invite us to do the thing that we thought was seemingly impossible just moments before. But the moment we know that someone else did it, the question whispers in us, well, then why not me? Why can't I? Maybe I can. Maybe I will. The next thing is, I want to know the greatness which is you. One of the bars to entry of the Courageous Heart is going to be the knowledge of the greatest version of yourself. We've all had moments and whispers in our minds of seeing something amazing about ourselves, realizing that we could do something that's never been done before, the ways we can do it. And many of us quiet that, deem it as ridiculous, or all kinds of things that silence it. And that's all part of our social norm. But that voice has been heard, and some of us, it got quieted so much that we can't even hear it anymore. And so for those of us that do know what it is, I'm going to be asked of you to please be willing to write it down and share it with the community. And those of us that don't know what it is but feel a call to this community will commit to ask creation, God, great spirit, the divine, to impregnate them with a vision of what it could be. Because when we walk with that, it infuses every step we take. And then we hold ourselves and embolden each other and support each other and hold each other accountable to hold true to that and create and allow all other noises that might want to battle it or break it or try to manipulate it to be held at bay and hold it as sacred, put it on the shelf and let nothing but anything that will embolden it have access to it. And that we can do as a community. And that is what I've given my life to. That is my practice of love. That is what I will commit to you. Love will never be perfect. The love that I express will never be always correct. I will never always say it right. I will never always do it well. But I will always give you the best I can. I will acknowledge when I fall short. I will learn and I will do better next time. And I will continue to grow with you, in front of you, for you, in service of everything that is. For we are guardians of the sacred, guardians of creation, each with a unique role to play. I love you so much. I wish you the best with all my love. All right, beautiful people. Thank you for listening. If you were moved by what you heard today, you know what to do. Like it, share it, spread the love around. Until next time.